What's good, y'all? Fatboy Chronicles. I'm back on to do a review of the Dave Chappelle movie. It is entitled The Closer. The Closer. Doing a movie review about that. So, Dave Chappelle said this is his last stand-up for a while. So, he dropped a gem, as he usually does on us. And it's a classic. It's classic Dave. It's classic funny. It's classic throwback. Like, it's throwback to Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy. Like, it's a throwback. Like, Dave is such a legend at this point. Dave is literally the Richard Pryor of this generation. He's literally the Richard Pryor, George Carlin. All those dudes wrapped in one, that is Dave Chappelle. Dave is out here killing it. We all know him from the Chappelle Show. He took a break from that. They offered him a bunch of money. He turned it down. He left to Africa, came back. And after he came back, he just started building himself back up. And then all of a sudden, he dropped a few gems on Netflix. And it's been a wrap ever since. Dave is legendary, man. Like, there's nobody doing what Dave Chappelle is doing. If you have not seen this stand-up, I suggest you go and check it out. It's on Netflix. It's honestly, I'm not going to say it's his best work, but it's pretty damn close to it. He talks on a little bit of everything. He talks on the baby. He talks on that situation with the baby. He talks about the baby's history. He talks about LGBTQ community, transgenders, transphobia, just everything. Yeah, he touches on a little bit of everything. A lot of humor. You know, Dave is one of those that pushes the line really hard, so people don't really understand Dave in that concept. But Dave, he pushes the line as he usually does with his comedy. Really, really funny. Some of it might be offensive to you. If you're easily offended, please do not watch. Honestly, I found it as a breath of fresh air. I come from the era where we talked about everything and we said everything. We didn't hold no jabs. We didn't hold no punches. We just said what we felt. And we were, as they say, politically correct. We were not politically correct. We were the ones that were sitting there. We said whatever we wanted. And it just came out. And if there was a backlash, we didn't really care. We just knew we had to get it out there and it had to be said. So that was a breath of fresh air for me with Dave, for him to sit there and say things that we really want to say, but we're scared to say because of consequences behind it nowadays. This is not like back in the day. This is not like you can't call people certain things. You can't say certain things to certain people and they're going to take it offensively. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I love the fact that Dave addressed the LGBTQ community only because of the fact he's had some backlash behind it. Yes, he made some disparaging jokes, but all in all, it was funny. It was funny. You can't. That's the problem with us as a society right now. Everybody is sensitive to something. Everybody is sensitive to people's thoughts, people's actions. Everything is a sensitivity to people. And unfortunately, I don't think people from those said communities or that are easily offended will appreciate that. Right now, they're trying to get the stand-up pulled from Netflix, but it's killing right now. So I don't understand why they're trying to get it pulled. I say take it for what it is. Comedy is an art, and that's how you should look at it. Just like you would look at something from Basquiat or Michelangelo or Leonardo or whatever the case is. It's art, and you should take it as that and not be so easily offended by certain things. Again, I'm not here to tell people what to be offended by or not to be offended by, but everything is not an offense and everything is not a thing where you're being poked at or being made fun of or being talked about or being, you know, just put in a certain position. So if anybody gets a chance, check it out. Dave Chappelle, The Closer. It's on Netflix. Check it out. Y'all will like it. If I was to give it a star rating, I would give it like a 9 out of 10 because it wasn't long enough. I think it could have been a lot longer, but I give it a 9 out of a 10. That's dope. It is what it is, and I hope y'all like it when y'all get a chance to watch it. All right, y'all. Fatboy Chronicles, get at me. You know where I be. Thank you.